Hi and welcome to Beauty on Board, Voyage International Beauty Show on Yachting International Radio. Today we have got a very exciting episode waiting for us, so with that being said, let's jump into it.
Regarding yachting, can you tell us a little more about yourself and why you chose to join the yachting industry?
First of all, good afternoon and thank you very much for your invitation. I'm glad to be part of that. I'm Jovana Jaković. I'm coming from Montenegro, and then I'm a masseuse stewardess on board. And then about yachting, why I chose this, it was because of my mom, actually. First, she told me to try to work on the boats because I wanted to have a proper job on the land. In terms of spa, but it wasn't too, I didn't have too much, how to say, success. I wasn't happy. So I wanted to try and go more away from my home to see life from the other side. But I would start a bit from my history. I will not take more time. So I finished elementary and high school in Montenegro. High school in vocational school for tourism, where I had three languages, four regional languages, plus hotel and touristic management, English, Russian, and Italian, which helped me with the touristic industry, hospitality, and spa as well. And this everything in total helped me to work on boats. And after high school, I finished hotel management college in Belgrade in Serbia. I had experience in hotels and restaurants, different styles of them, different kinds. And then I said, I wanted to be always spa therapist, because when I wanted to go to high school, for that generation, it wasn't physiotherapy in medical high school after they opened it. And I said, I want to do this. This is how I feel. This is me. And yeah, also it was my mom's fault, because always she was working very hard and came back home very tired. And always she said, okay, Jovana, touch me there. I'm tired. And it's like this. I started to really to like it. I want to help people. But first I must to protect myself. I must to feel happy with this to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So after high school, I went shortly before college. I had one work at the same time and learnings in one beauty salon and ordination with a doctor of general practice and professional physiotherapist.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, I was young. I was 18 that time. And then I learned so much for 3 months, 4 months with them before I went for a hotel management college when I had a shorter, let's say, a pause. So with the 18 years, I got some famous people as well, because they had good reputation and doctors and physiotherapists believed to me. And yeah, it was so good to start so young with the people, like with the guests and clients like that. So I already had that in mind that tomorrow I'm gonna work with people like this. So through hotel industry, hospitality, and restaurants, and then together with the spa, that made me one complete circle.
Yes.
Knowledge and abilities to work with it. And then, so I started on boats. First, I went on cruise ship. My first experience started there. I went to London for one spa academy, and where I was preparing for treatments, which I will do on boat on Costa Crociere.
Oh, that's exciting. That must have been very lovely.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but see, before I went there, I finished in Montenegro officially everything, courses, anatomy, yes, physio, etc., etc., as you guys all know how that should go. So my first experience in London was a beginning, I must say, a bit weird, like totally different culture, different world from which I'm coming from, but very nice and very responsible, because you are going from a smaller place to a big one and you must think about your knowledge and at the same time about your money.
Exactly.
Standard is a way higher. Then as better you are in academy, you will finish earlier. So you will be on a good spot to start your work after, to not be minus.
Oh, that's actually very good advice. Okay, yes. Wow. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, I mean, how to say, time is money, but not to look just like this. I mean, just to go honest with yourself, as much you give yourself best,
exactly, yes,
on your route to success. I mean, something like this.
I think that's very well put.
Yeah. And then on cruise ship, I got different experiences comparing to land jobs. Different guests from different mentalities. And then you must find different ways to approach each of them. You don't know every single language, but you must find a way how to book in them, to approach to them, to do your service, to advise them, to have them again back there. So this is also, you must think about this. You just can't do your job just to do your job. If you like your job, you will do it for your guests the best with your love, and then you have them back. And then how to say, business is growing, but business with heart. This is
exactly
how
it's passion.
Passion. Because I'm of opinion that something I wrote, I thought, well, I'm opinion that everything is possible. You can do in your life. Just if you do, especially with your job, with the job which you like, that doesn't matter how difficult it is, you will make it.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah, I can prove it because I'm coming from not rich family, not a rich country, but I make it where I'm now. I'm in my own apartment.
You can be so proud of yourself. Can we just take a moment to be proud of you for that? That's incredible. Yeah. Oh, look at that. All yours, all earned.
Yeah. Yeah, just my brother. He's sending regards. His proud brother.
Oh, that's so special. It's good to have family and friends proud of you.
Yeah. This is especially for people who knows you for years, and they will understand you from our side.
Yes.
People who are in the same industry, even knew them for one day. I recently meet you, but you understand how heavy it is, how much effort you give in this to reach the level.
Yes, you need to put in the effort if you work in the yachting industry to reap the rewards. I definitely agree with you on that one.
Yeah, because I want to say people coming in this industry with obviously different targets.
Yes.
Same time I came to make my life better and at the same time to see the world, because I feel I can't stay in one spot. I must go. And if I come back, I come back. I want to make it the most from my life.
Yes, and that's very important.
Yeah. And at the same time, you meet, you have friends, how to say friends now, from now and then forever. I recently was on my friend's wedding in Croatia, so which I met on cruise ship 6 years ago almost, and we are still going strong.
Oh, that's amazing. You are building some incredible connections.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, in a good way.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, and I would and this industry, this work, I will suggest to everyone who feel even a little bit confident to go with it.
Yes.
If you
Even just take the deal.
Yes, because there is a lot of, a lot of good and bad stuff, but you must to go to keep your target in your head and to take it easy. Yeah. And this thing that can give you a lot, just if you go for it and to keep strong.
I definitely agree.
Smile, always smile. Don't forget smile. Honest one. Honest one, not the fake one. It's not good.
But your smile is important. You need to be confident in your smile. With that being said, you are a stew masseuse. What is your most frequently asked about or booked treatment on board? Is there a most frequent or does it differ from charter to charter?
It from one side can be from charter to charter, but in general, since I started this, I could say that people, I mean, clients, guests, always coming to you with some problem, how to say, some concern.
Yes.
I have pain there sometimes, but I could say also from one side is pain, muscle tension, or any, any ligament stuff from one side. And from the other side, which often happenings on boats, when you, or even when you change your place of living, is some stomach problem. Do not go deeper with this.
I think we all understand what these side effects can be, but it's never pleasant.
Exactly. So, and I'm trying always to be honest with them.
Yes.
Make the environment that comfortable at any time. They can say, okay, Jovana, I need to go to the behind the room, or I don't feel comfortable like this, like that. I don't like music. Can you change the music? But at the same time, you must keep conversation on a low level. Talk too much, but also to make them feel comfortable that they can tell you anything anytime. And then the treatments are same time sport therapy. Sport treatments, and the other side are more lymphatic detoxifying treatments, which will wake up your body.
Yes.
So mostly I'm making combination for sports. Let's say I'm using different tools, different styles, depending from their concern. It's not, you cannot, I mean, personally, I can't do everyone the same, even with the same concern, because someone can have allergy on something, someone no. Someone can have some surgeries, someone no, but the same concern. So everything must be checked. Sometimes guests don't feel comfortable to tell you straight, or someone tells you during treatments, but you must be very, very careful from one side. But if you don't like your job, if you're doing just for the money, your attention is not very high.
It's bound to go wrong at some point.
Yes.
And I think it's very bad when something goes wrong, because you are, like you said, usually your clients come to you with very specific needs or problems that they are looking to, you know, heal, or maybe just mend and relax a muscle, or deep tissue massage, just get the proper training for that. That's very, very important. And you need to have a passion as well, like you said. And you definitely have a passion for this. And I love it.
Yeah. And then you must do, about the passion, you must, this is also a part of energy. If you can have just one client, one guest, and then to feel after very drained, or you
that's
can
true.
Have... And then to not feel so drained, sometimes it's about the energy. And then after that, you really must to find ways how to recharge.
How do you recharge, if I may ask?
You can do laugh, you can do music, you can do dance. I love to dance. I used to dance a lot. Mike is one of my hobbies, traditional dances from my country and region, Latin dances, standard, modern, doesn't matter. Reading books, talk to your family, to your friends from your childhood. Yeah, you must find the resource how to top up, how to recharge yourself, your energy and your passion.
Because you need to find a balance.
Yeah, exactly. Otherwise, you can love your job, you cannot love it. Especially if you love it, you must work on it.
You should always mend it and try to do better. But you should also, you should really take care of yourself as well. Self-care is also important, especially as a massage therapist or a spa therapist for that matter. I agree.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Have you ever been in a situation that made you feel uncomfortable? And how did you handle that situation?
Yeah, I can say from one side, which is when you're looking for a job, in your beginnings, when you're starting industry, let's say you can be on the top level, on the top position on the land, but when you go in another industry, you're the lowest, when you start, doesn't matter, you must put everything behind and you must go for it. And so I had different issues. One side can be, you don't have enough experience, which is normal. We are in the beginning. So,
of course,
we're going to prove ourselves whether we are good or not. I mean, you must have experience, you must gain. Experience can't be through one night, impossible. But if you have a passion and love, you will succeed. But I had different, let's say, interviews, and they say, you don't have, as I said before, you don't have enough experience. Or we don't like, let's say, your previous book, or you have dark hair, you have a blonde hair, or something like this. And I say, okay, I will give best for me. Maybe you will like it, maybe you will know, you will not, but I will do my best.
And yes, then, you have to deal with discrimination at the start.
Yes, sometimes, I'm coming from Montenegro. For me, everyone is the same. Work is same, everything is same. We are here for the same reason. Same reason to work, but the targets are different, obviously. And then you must respect everyone.
Yes.
With whom you talk for interview, with whom you work, etc. And then when you get to prove yourself, probation or not, if you are not accepted, you must to stay good with let's say captains, that crew, ships too, and it depends how big boat it is from, then it's different organization, but you must still to keep a good contacts, good relationships with people, because this is one of my experiences as well. I was on one boat shortly, and then I stayed good contacts, and then they give me references.
Incredible. Yes,
yeah,
now I understand what you mean.
Yeah, even I'm not accepted for a long, I was for 1 week, but it was still fine for me.
It still did you very good.
To extend your network, good relationships. So it's important. It's not easy, especially for a woman in this industry.
That's very true.
Yeah, there is a lot of, not good things
and stigmas,
some treats, especially in this job as a masseuse, you must be very careful, very observed, to be observed situation very easy, react professional and very fast.
Why, if I may ask, why do you say you have to act fast?
Because if you see that someone whom you're doing is going to ask you for something more,
Oh, they might put you in a bit of a very uncomfortable situation.
Exactly. Yeah, and one telling fast, because if someone takes you for your hand, you must do it.
Yes, you must set your boundaries, be able to move.
Exactly. Luckily, I experienced that on the land once or twice, and then I was already ready for situations that kind.
You were already prepared mentally and emotionally and also physically for a situation like that.
Yes,
and it's good to be. I think girls don't speak up about this enough, being put in situations like that. I think girls need to speak up more about this, actually, especially female massage therapists. Thank you for bringing this up.
You're welcome. I feel comfortable to talk about this, because this is obvious, because some doesn't work professional, and because people who are not working professional the job, we who want to work professional and with the good references and to be on a good voice, which is very important, you're getting offers like this, because I did with one, I'm gonna try with you, but no.
You need to teach them it's not okay. You need to not only stand up for yourself, but you know other women as well.
Exactly, because for those proposals, I would say, there is a place for this. This is not the place for this.
Exactly.
I'm here to do sports therapy, spa therapy, and other therapies aren't another place.
I love that. And I feel like we should shout it to the world.
Exactly.
With that being said, what is your favorite part about being a steel masseuse? What brings you the most joy?
I will tell you. I feel that what brings me the most joy in this job is this thing. When I finish treatment, and I see the client, how its face after it, how their eyes are cleared, not foggy, beginning. And when they have, blessed face on them with the clear eyes, and they don't know where they are.
That's always the scenario after a good massage. You feel a little bit, whoa, what just happened?
And then you get the comment, I never felt something like this before.
Oh, wow, that should feel amazing.
Yeah, and then that gives you more motivation for a work. Doesn't matter how hard it is, if you love it, when you love it with the love, with your passion, that must have good effect.
Definitely.
Always I say it's not easy, but if you must do it, you are when you are accepted to work there, you must give your best. Doesn't matter whom you do. Especially when you get this from a famous, let's say from a famous people, either for me, everyone is saying, I never people differently, which is mistake if someone does, it really is not nice. And then let's say when from famous people, just example, because they're having such a lot treatments, depends also from each of them, but who having this, when they said to you, wow, what a feeling. And then you just can't do not laugh, do not smile.
You then must. Like, even though we don't discriminate people, you know, based off of who they are, what their titles are, when somebody as well known as, you know, maybe it's a famous actor or a doctor even, you know, maybe it's somebody in a whole different field who's, you know, famous or well known. If they give you a compliment, you feel seen, you know, because not all of us feel that powerful as they do. So it is a great compliment. And I think you should bask in it. You shouldn't feel guilty when you get a compliment and you feel good about it. I think that's amazing.
Yes, this is like makes me proud, but not proud in a bad way, in arrogant way.
Yes.
To give me more motivation to work, to give more than I can do. Give me like to give me more ideas. Oh, next, what happened? It happened, someone strained a leg or something. And I'm thinking how that happens, how I can do. I made my own receipts? Some new patent, let's say, patent. Ways, yes. Then everything I need to write for this, for that. You improve yourself through this. And also it's good to have paper, like in terms of a feedback form, one of the things which is very nice to have for your own record, to know, let's say, whom you have and then what they wrote to you.
Yay. Sometimes
I got really, and they wrote one word in my language.
So that's incredible.
So, from such a big people to write something like this.
Oh, that's so special.
Or when I got few times clients coming to me and they're coming with the recommendation to me and they say, oh, I know how you're doing. I got that info. Please, like, yeah, of course.
Oh, wow. That is so, so incredible. I thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in on Beauty on Board, Voyage International Beauty Show on Yachting International Radio. This has been a great episode and I thank you for tuning in. See you next time. I'm Lalani and I've been your host.